Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, and I am a moron. Why am I saying that? Because I once again forgot to get the winners. Sorry. I got a lot going on, dudes. I got to tell you. I got a lot going on. I got two games this week. FAU at Charlotte Thursday night. Wake Forest at Army. I got other stuff going on. Just trust me on this one. Maybe we'll just skip the winners last week and I'll just have winners this week. Maybe I'll do double winners this Friday. That might be something I can get done. We'll have a spread the word winner via social media, maybe two of them, at Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod. Easiest contest I'm aware of. Man, people send me cards to sign. You would just get one for free. People send me pictures to sign. You would just get one for free. And then these press passes that nobody else has. I mean, if you're a UConn fan, their first win in 722 days, we've got the Bucks-Eagles press pass from last week. All you have to do is share on Facebook or quote tweet on Twitter. It's very easy. And then take advantage of any of our sponsors like Simply Safe or Crocs or Ladder or Manly Bands or LinkedIn or whatever. Raycon, send it to me, ross@rostucker.com. I do have a new newsletter, by the way, going out soon. New email with a story that I know you guys are going to like. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. And then the YouTube shout out. That I can do. That I'll be able to do today for one of the more recent guys, JJ Wiley. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Absolutely love that as well. Other than that, it's big show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Talk about Monday Night Football. The 2021 version of the Music City Miracle goes to the Titans, 34-31. Three touchdowns on 22 touches for Derrick Henry.
He is such a freak. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anybody like him. I really don't. I put this out there on Twitter last night, at Ross Tucker NFL. How many guys have we ever seen as fast as Derrick Henry at that size? Now, last I checked, he was 247 pounds. Let's say he's 250. He went almost 22 miles an hour on that first long touchdown run last night. That's the fastest of anybody the entire season with the ball on their hands. Anybody with the ball on their hands, nobody has gone that fast. So think about every Tyreek Hill, think about everybody. Nobody's gone as fast as Derrick Henry went at last night. That is just crazy. At 250 pounds, he has sprinter speed at one of the biggest guys out there. It's incredible. It really is absolutely incredible what he's able to do. So anyway, I'm just thoroughly impressed by him. Here's the game though, right? The game for the Bills was the start and the end. They moved the ball on their first two drives, but had to settle for field goals. after Josh Allen on the one drive, he didn't see Emmanuel Sanders on the corner route, and then he missed Stephon Diggs. That was the second one. But when you settle for field goals, you got a chance to lose the game. And that's exactly what happened with the Buffalo Bills in this game. Then you had, even after Tannehill had an interception, after a terrible Music City Miracle reenactment. I don't know if you saw it, Bri, but they tried to do the Music City Miracle. They threw it like 5 yards forward. I mean, dude, it wasn't even close. Hilarious. But then Derrick Henry, 75-yard house call. I told you about that. Incredible. Caleb Farley got hurt for the Titans. Remember, they rolled the dice with him as a first-round pick. And I didn't see what they said about his injury, but it wasn't good. The Bills answered on a rifle throw from Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs. I mean, Allen is so fun to watch. Last night, Josh Allen and Derrick Henry, they are two of the most impressive physical phenoms we have ever seen. Ever. They are. They're two of the most impressive physical specimen phenoms we have ever seen. Then Autry, Danico Autry, he was able to tip Josh Allen's arm, which led to a nice interception by Kevin Byard, which led to a Tannehill read zone touchdown, zone read touchdown. Taylor Lewan got injured, but it appears as if he's okay. Still, at the end of the half, Bri, clock's running out. Josh Allen has a crazy rocket touchdown rolling out to his right to Cole Beasley. So the Bills are up 20-17 at halftime. But after that, in the second half, Ryan Tannehill had a solid day. Derrick Henry continued to do his thing with a couple more touchdowns. I thought overall it was a step back for the Bills defense. We had all been praising the Bills defense a lot, and rightfully so. It was a step back for the Bills defense. There is no question. And by the way, I agree with the decision by the Bills. For those of you who didn't watch it, it was 4th-and-1 at like the 3-yard line at the end of the game. And the Bills went for it. I agree with the decision to go for it. And I agree with the quarterback sneak. What I don't agree with is there was poor execution by the left tackle, Deion Dawkins, needed a tighter split, needed to fire off sooner and cut off Jeffrey Simmons. And even so, Josh Allen slipped. If Josh Allen didn't slip, I still think he gets the first down. The Bills get 2 shots probably in the end zone. And the Bills have a great chance to score a touchdown and win the game. As it is, they didn't score any points in the fourth quarter. And that is ultimately why they lost the game. It was red zone woes. And it was the defense taking a step back. I mean, those are the big things that I took away from the game for the Buffalo Bills. And ultimately, they weren't able to get it done. You know, you need to take advantage of every opportunity you have, such as you guys having the opportunity to get the ultra-wide 140-degree field of view camera so you can watch over your entire front yard, your entire backyard. This brand-new wireless outdoor security camera from SimpliSafe is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need. It picks up faces, picks up license plates, built-in spotlight. This is huge. Trust me. It's the system that U.S. News and World Report named Best Home Security System of 2021, and it just got even better. I've told you before why it means so much to me. To learn more about the exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplisafe.com/Tucker. What's more, SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplisafe.com/Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
This week, the Houston Texans, number 32.
Right. I mean, it had been the Jaguars last week, but the Jaguars won a game. Feels like the Jaguars are getting better and they were competitive. The Texans were awful, absolutely awful against the Colts. So the Texans are back into being in the basement. It feels like the Texans play well in odd weeks and poorly in even weeks. They're like the Saints. They're an every other week kind of team.
Number 31, the New York Jets.
Jets had a bye coming off the international game, so not much to say there, although it looks like they might be getting some guys back on defense like Marcus May and Jared Davis.
Number 30, the Lions.
Pretty big step back for the Lions. You know, they've been competitive in most games. To get blown out at home by the Bengals, I thought was a pretty significant step back for them. And Dan Campbell has said they need more from Jared Goff and that they might be shaking some things up. So it'll be interesting to see what they do there.
29, the Dolphins.
This is by far the lowest the Dolphins have been every year. I mean, all season. But they've lost five games in a row. They just lost to the Jaguars. Now, I know they've got some injury issues, but still, they were without their corners, without Devontae Parker, but Miami Dolphins, they gave their first-round pick to Philly. Miami Dolphins, I think their owner will want to trade for Deshaun Watson soon, potentially.
Number 28, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
So I got to tell you, Brian, I get really mixed reviews on my singing. People tweet me at Ross Tucker NFL, and they either say, please keep singing, don't stop singing. Other people are like, I love the show, but you have to stop singing. So I don't really know what to do there, Brian. Maybe we'll do a poll question on the at Ross Tucker pod.
Or maybe Ross... just stop singing.
Wow, Brian. So it seems like you have a strong opinion about it. You know,
just saying.
That makes me want to sing. By the way, why? I'm looking at your thing. You need to have at Ross Tucker Pod as your name for the show, not Brian. Brian doesn't give us any branding for the highlight clips or youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You're slipping. You usually have at Ross Tucker Pod there. What happened?
Yeah, I had to reset it for something. Let's move on. Number 27, the Giants.
Did I even say anything about the Jaguars? Jaguars are getting better. Jaguars won a game. Their quarterback's young and pretty good. Kudos. Their kicker's evidently pretty good. Boy, the Giants are in a bad way. It feels like there's a very real possibility that the Giants will have a total clean sweep this offseason. Unless they get significantly better, I can see them moving on from Gettleman and Joe Judge. They kind of went aggressive this offseason with Galladay, but it's not working out. There will be changes in New York. In fairness, they did have a bunch of guys banged up against the Rams, but it doesn't matter. Nobody cares, and you can't lose by that much.
Number 26, the Washington football team.
It's another team that's even worse than I thought they'd be. I thought the Giants and Washington would be improved. I'm not really sure either one of them are. You know, I mean, I think the Eagles will end up winning more games than they did last year. They only won four games last year. I'm not sure that's the case for the Giants or Washington.
Number 25, the Panthers.
Matt Rhule came out and said, we got to run the ball. We got to reinvent our identity without Christian McCaffrey. I got to tell you, you know, Darnold has turned it over too much recently, Bri, but that was really, I mean, it was like the Panthers receivers were boycotting catching the football. It really was.
24, the Falcons.
Falcons had a bye, so not much to say there, but the Falcons are, I think the Falcons are clearly better than these other teams. I know they lost to Washington, but it feels like Washington and below, they're all pretty bad. And then you get to Carolina, and these are the teams that are just bad. They're not pretty bad. They're just not good.
23, the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. So, you know, the Eagles defense, you look back on it, okay, they gave up four long drives, but they only gave up 28 points against the Bucs. That's reasonable. The offense scored 22. That's reasonable. What's not reasonable is that they didn't really do anything offensively till the fourth quarter, other than the first drive.
Number 22 in the third bird in a row, the Seahawks.
Wow, Bri. I just like to know when you're paying attention like that. Third bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. I said the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a word. What is that from, Bri?
I don't know. I know it's a song, but I don't know.
Is that like Pee Wee Herman?
I don't think
so. The bird, the bird, the bird is the word. I said the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. That's a song from like the 60s or 70s. I don't get it. Why is the bird the word?
I don't know.
You were alive in the 60s, right?
No. No.
Okay. Anyway, Geno was okay, but he had a critical error at the end, which is kind of what I expected Geno to have. They lost. They're not a bad team. They're in the the Seahawks are in the not bad category, but they're also in the not going to be in it at the end category because they're not good enough without Russell Wilson to stay in the mix.
Number 21, the Bears.
The Bears. Bears are fine. You know, I think the Bears, given where they're at, are about where I thought they'd be. You know, they've got a young quarterback that's learning on the ropes. They have gotten a little bit better on the offensive line, which gives them a chance.
Broncos at number 20.
This is disappointing. The Broncos are surprising and disappointing because I guess I kind of thought after they started out 3-0, I was kind of excited about the Broncos. I thought they had a real chance. Evidently, they don't. You, however, have a real chance to get $10,000 richer. How? You go to DraftKings.com/Crocs to draft showdown lineups November 11th and Saturday, December 25th. So first of all, Crocs are amazing. I'm wearing them right now. I wear them all the time. I'm telling you, it's the rubber. It is the rubber. It just gives you support. If you're a bigger guy, if you've had knee issues or ankle issues, it supports your joints better than any other footwear out there. Trust me, I've tried them all. Footwear is very important to me. I'm still 250 some pounds and I've got orthopedic issues out the yin yang. Get Crocs. And get the Crocs Predator Showdown Series. It's coming. And dare we say, free to play on DraftKings.com. Again, learn more at DraftKings.com/Crocs. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Number 19, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they are. Listen, don't look now, but Carson Wentz is playing at a pretty solid level. He only has one interception all year. After he led the NFL last year in just 12 games interceptions, kudos to Carson for the bounce back.
Number 18, the Steelers.
Yeah, the defense was, they were good in the first half, but they weren't like locked down in the second half. Defense is good, not great. Offense, I'm not even sure, is good. Devin Bush has taken a big step back. I don't know. I don't know if the Steelers – now we're in the territory, Bri, Broncos, Colts, Steelers, where it's like these are the teams I think might be in the mix at the end, but they might not be. I'm not for sure.
All right, number 17, the Patriots.
What? Ross, they're 2-4. You have them ahead of teams that have won three games. Don't care. Patriots defense is pretty solid, although Dak Prescott did light them up pretty good. I kind of like the Patriots team, though. I kind of think they've had a tough schedule. I mean, they've been right there against teams in my top five, like the Cowboys and the Bucks. I mean, right there, one play away. So that's why, even though they're 2-4, I got them here.
Number 16, the 49ers.
By the way, while we're recording this at 10:19 a.m., no, 10:19 is the date, 7:34 a.m., Adam Schefter just tweeted that Caleb Farley tore his ACL. What a disaster for the Titans. I guess I could have waited four teams to tell you that. 49ers had a bye. Looks like Trey Lance is hurt, but Jimmy G's not. So Jimmy G will be back in the proverbial saddle, Bri, for the next game.
Number 15, the Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Look, Kirk Cousins is playing great. I know nobody wants to say that out loud. You're not allowed to say that because the internet decided that Kirk Cousins sucks. He doesn't suck. He's playing well. You might want to just deal with that reality at this point.
14, the Raiders.
The Raiders. Okay, that was a very impressive performance by them at Denver against the Broncos. That felt like a swing game for both those teams. Bad loss by the Broncos, good loss by the Raiders. Carr played very, very well. And the question now is, do they have sustained success rallying around Rich Bisaccia? Or was it just kind of a one-game interim head coach kind of boost? We will find out beginning Sunday against the Eagles.
Number 13, the Titans.
So it was a gigantic win for the Titans. I could conceivably move them ahead of some of these teams, Saints, Browns, Chiefs. They're kind of in that mix right now. But they lost Lawan and Farley, so you don't really know. Farley with a torn ACL. It's one of the reasons. That's not really the reason why he got people are more concerned about his back. But still, he had an injury history, and the Titans rolled the dice and it came up. What's the deal, Brian, when you roll the dice and it comes up wrong? Like, came up, is it snake eyes you don't want to have?
It depends what you're betting on. But if you're playing craps, you're talking about?
I have no idea. I've never played craps in my life. What do you not want to roll when you're at Vegas, like betting at a casino?
It depends where in the game you're at. But
just give me one, Brian.
So you want to start off playing craps. You want to get a 7, but after you proceed, then you don't want to get a 7. You crap out by getting a 7.
Okay. Well, they rolled. What about snake eyes?
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? I'm going to actually make an ass out of myself for thinking that I know too much about this, which I really don't.
All right. Well, anyway, they rolled the dice with Caleb Farley, and it came up 7 later on. Not to start when they wanted 7, but later on when they didn't want 7.
There you go. Number 12, the Saints.
They had a bye. Not much to say.
11, the Browns.
The season feels like it might be getting away from the Browns a little bit with these injuries. And Thursday night's game is gigantic. Thursday night's game feels almost like an elimination game. I know it's not. It's a 17-game slate. And getting to 3-4 is not the end of the world. However, you're not going to win the division, and you're not going to have a bye or be a top seed if you have 4 losses after 7 games. It's just hard to imagine that you would then go on to win like 10 in a row or whatever. I just think it's a very important game. Browns are coming into it pretty beat up. I don't know if they're getting Landry back. Both running backs are out. It's not good.
Number 10, the Chiefs.
Really impressive second half by the Chiefs. I had tweeted at Ross Tucker NFL that they were broken. And in the first half, they were broken. But they battled back. That was a very mature, impressive, you know, maybe season-saving second half by the Chiefs.
Number 9, the Bengals.
Wow. Bri, it's been a while since the Cincinnati Bengals were in the top 10. But they've gotten better on defense. They've gotten better on the offensive line. their young skill is really good. Their quarterback has it, moxie, and I am impressed. After that devastating loss to the Packers in overtime, to go on the road and destroy the Lions like that, I was very impressed.
Number eight, the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. San Diego, Superchargers, Los Angeles, Chargers. So that was a flush it game. It was a terrible loss. They couldn't stop the run, which they never can, which is why I thought the Browns would beat them. But then they couldn't match the Ravens score for score. We'll see if that was just a one-game anomaly, a one-game aberration, or whether or not that was concerning moving forward. I only moved them down one spot.
Speaking of one-game aberrations, the Packers doing pretty well after their week one loss. They're number seven.
Right, five straight wins for the Pack. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. Very, very impressed with what the Packers have done, despite the guys they've had out. They've had a lot of O-linemen out. They've had their two best defensive players out. It's impressive.
Number six, the Rams.
Rams, huge blowout win. Always impressed by those. Those are not easy to get in the NFL, especially on the road. 28 points in one quarter, take care of business. The Bengals did that. The Rams did that. Impressive.
Cowboys, number five.
How about them Cowboys? Now, that was the type of game that the Cowboys would have lost in other years. They would have lost that game. They would not have been able to finish the job. They would not have been able to win in overtime. Dak, now we're all watching. We're on Dak calf watch now. But they got it done. It feels like, I will say this, it feels like the Cowboys are sort of overcoming their head coach right now, like winning in spite of him on some level. Which, by the way, speaking of that, you really don't want to be driving in spite of some type of issue. Look, I've been guilty of this before, right? Like the windshield wipers are worn down. They're not working right. Or you don't have any windshield wiper fluid anymore. So you're like pulling over at gas stations to use the squeegee. You don't want to be doing that. October is fall car care month. And AutoZone has the products to show your car you care. If you're having trouble seeing in the rain, it's probably the old or dirty wiper blades. Get replacements there. You must have washer fluid topped off so you can handle the lower temps. Then you guys know the deal. If you're in the north, starts to snow, then you know your windshield, you got to have the wiper fluid, the washer fluid topped off. The bottom line is stay safe this fall car care month. Visit your nearest AutoZone or head to AutoZone.com to just make sure you're covered. You never know when that snow and the bad weather will hit. So go to AutoZone.com and start your job today. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Number four, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. So I only dropped them a couple spots, but it was a disappointing performance defensively. Actually, I dropped them three spots because that game last night gave me some pause about the Bills defense for sure.
Number three, the Ravens.
Ravens moved up several spots. Look, the Chargers were ahead of them. Chargers were a top seven team, and the Ravens spanked them after a Monday night overtime win. That is impressive. Very impressed by the Ravens. They're getting healthier. They're getting better, and everybody better look out.
Number two, the Bucs.
The Bucs stops here. No, the Bucs. Look, the Bucs are the Bucs. The D-line is good. They need to get Levante David back. Brady's Brady, and the Bucs are the Bucs.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is
the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, so nobody can argue this right now. I think you'd have a tough time arguing against the Arizona Cardinals being number one right now. They add Zach Ertz. They go on the road to Cleveland and totally destroy the Browns. The Cardinals have it rolling. They're a totally complete team. They are legit, legit, and they deserve to be number one in my power rankings. And speaking of deserve, the I think we're done here members of patreon.com/RTmedia, they deserve shout-outs like Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, the Human Head Vinyl Records, and then SteakhouseSports.com, which is very fun this time of year. I will be recording College Draft momentarily, Even Money later in the day, and you might even get tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast in your podcast app shortly after midnight. Let's get nuts. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site